Locker room chats continuing here today. KNZA 103.9 FM. It's the basketball season, which is upon us this week as games start tomorrow night and go into Friday as well. And now it's time to talk about the Troy Trojans, and we're joined by the girls' head coach, that is Derek Jasper. It is presented by Exchange Bank, Troy Booster Club, John's Market, Kinsey Farm, and Anderson Meats. Coach, let's dive into it. 9 wins, 13 losses a year ago. You lose 4 out of 5 starters, but you get a lot of girls back with playing time and some experience. Peyton Ingeman, the lone starter, returning. How's the roster kind of shaping up heading into this year?
Yeah, and last year I thought we had a good stepping stone for our program. You know, got the 9 wins, won 6 league games, and won a postseason game. So, you know, would love to build on that. But, man, we're replacing, you know, a bunch of our scoring and a bunch of our production from those 4 seniors that were all starters and all key contributors. And Peyton Ingeman, like you mentioned, the lone starter coming back, really the lone person with any kind of stats that are kind of worth mentioning. I mean, we have some other players that went and did some stuff and got some rebounds and stuff, but no big scores coming back besides Peyton. So really happy, though, with some of the girls we got coming back and what they did in the weight room over the summer and what they've done in practice so far these last couple weeks. Got 15 girls total out, so really a number that I really like. A lot of playing time in JV and varsity for all the kids on the roster, so hopefully a team that can really get better as the year goes on.
I want to branch out a little bit and talk a little bit more about that lone starter and Peyton Ingeman. Saw her last year drop a 30-burger against Onega in a game and second team all-league a year ago, and she signed at the Division I level to play softball at Central Arkansas. Just a heck of an athlete. What is she like to coach, and what's kind of your expectation for her this year?
Yeah, I really enjoy coaching her, and I'm pretty hard on her, and she always responds well when she is critiqued, and you get on her a little bit, so really easy for me to coach, and really love having her on our team. A good leader for us. Hopefully is a little bit more consistent scoring this year. Like you said, she went anywhere from 30 to probably a 2-point game last year. So we're going to need some consistent scoring from her for sure and some consistent 3-point shooting. But I know we can always count on her on both ends. She'll show up every night and do the best she can.
What about some of the other girls who have that experience coming back and who are stepping maybe into those starter roles this year? What's a few other girls to really keep an eye out for and kind of what you expect for them to do pretty big things for you?
Yeah, a couple starting positions still up in there as we speak even today. So we got 4 other seniors besides Peyton back, a couple of guards in Keely Jasper and Anna Fleek, a couple of post players in Jaya Pierce and Kaylee Grable that will all get a lot of varsity minutes. And, you know, like I told them, it doesn't really matter who starts. It's more important about who finishes the game. But, you know, I know starting is a big deal to a lot of players. And some underclassmen, a junior, Carly Grable, maybe one of our best scoring post players. We're so short on the inside, we need to be able to find some points in the paint somehow, and Carly might be able to provide us with that. And then a sophomore, Gracie Grable, also looking to get some playing time, just to mention a few. And we might play 10 or 11 kids here early on. You know, we're not in very good shape right now. I see the girls doing a lot of panting during practice when we go up and down, and we're going to come right out of the gate and get going, and I don't really think we're in game shape yet. So we can see a lot of girls on the floor for us.
You get Riverside on Friday. We'll talk about them in a moment. But what's the early expectation on the Twin Valley League this year?
Oh, you know, a great league as always. And we finished in the top half of it last year. That's the first time we've done that in several years. So I would love to play the good teams a little bit more competitively this year. We had some blowout losses last year. Got beat by 30 by several of the top teams. And you know, had that running clock against some of the top teams last year, even though we were a pretty good basketball team and finished with a pretty good record. That's kind of a goal this year, is to play some of those top teams a little bit more competitively and avoid some of those blowout losses. But, you know, even our non-conference schedule here in December with Riverside, Hiawatha, and JCN, we just don't really allow ourselves any easy games even out of the conference, and there's never an easy game in the Twin Valley League, and the travel for us is just brutal. But really hoping we go out and compete and do some good things this year.
Well, fortunate you get a home tilt on Friday to begin the season, a Big 7 matchup with Riverside. And, you know, how much do you know about this Riverside team coming in? Taylor Weitzer, one of the really better girls basketball players in our area. She brings great length and is going to be a matchup problem for a lot of teams. I think it kind of starts with her. But overall, what do you know about the Riverside team and, you know, what kind of the expectations going into this one this week?
Oh, well, not a lot. I know they have a new head coach, and Coach Stillman, we kind of knew what he was going to do, so we really don't have any idea what they're going to come out and do on either side of the ball, really. I think they've got two great players in Hallie Studer, and you mentioned the Weiser girl, you know, 6'2", a big-time matchup problem for us is our tallest girl is 5'7". So we're going to find out right away if we're going to be able to defend or do anything in the post, because we're going to see some nice post players in our league also. But certainly have to focus on those two, and I'm sure they have some other girls that are good players. We just kind of got to do the best we can to hold our own on the inside against her. She really hurt us last year big time. We played Riverside here a few years in a row now. We beat them two times in a row, and then last year they spanked us pretty good. So certainly want to try to keep it closer and make it a better ball game this year, but certainly those two players stand out. And then other than that, we don't know a lot about them. So just kind of go out and see where we're at. It's a non-conference game, so not really a big deal, but a good place to find out where we are.
Troy girls basketball coach Jarek Jasper joining us here as we get set for the start of the 2022-2023 basketball season. And for Troy, they get a home game with Riverside coming up to open things up on Friday. We'll have those games for you on KNZA 103.9 FM. Coach, we appreciate it very much. We'll see you on Friday against Riverside, and we'll talk to you again next week.
You bet, Brandon. Thanks a lot.